Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thank you for joining me on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm, and we have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. David famously asked, "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?" That's written in Psalm 8 and verse 4. It's a great question. What is man? Have you ever wondered that or asked that yourself? You know, why are we mortal? Why do we die? What's the purpose of life? Lots of massive questions, very important questions to think about. And let's consider one specific question today on the program, which is, why were we created mortal? Why were we created mortal? You know, we're flesh and blood. We live for a while and then we die. Why did God design it this way? Well, first we need to understand that God's purpose for mankind is that mankind would be born into his family and become actual God beings, become spirit beings, not be mortal anymore, not be flesh and blood. That's where God wants humanity to end up. Jesus Christ taught us about this in John 3. We can look at a few scriptures here in John 3. We've got a few passages today. If you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out so we could look at a few of these together and get some of the insight from the Bible as to why man was created mortal. John 3 and verse 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." We're still flesh, and we have a full booklet on what it means to be born again. This is a topic, again, that people get pretty confused on. There's a lot of misinformation about it, but this book will help you. It's a free booklet at thetrumpet.com. The title is Just What Do You Mean, Born Again? Now, we're not talking specifically about being born again today as a topic for the program, but it does tie in to this question of why did God create man mortal? And so we see that there's great hope in our creation. God wants us to be part of his family and to be born of the Spirit, not be flesh anymore. But back to the original question, why did God make man mortal? Out of flesh and blood today, why do we have this physical life? Well, simply, it's because humans have to choose to live God's way. If we choose to do that and continue into that path, then God will give us salvation. He'll bring us into his family. We have to make a choice to live God's way. Now, for those that live Satan's way, there's an opportunity to repent and to change. And if they refuse to do that, then ultimately the end result is death. It's life or death. It's a choice that we have to make while we're mortal. We have to make a choice as to which direction we're going to go. This is a time period of testing for us. Notice this quote from the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course. This is lesson 19, and it's a free course that you can sign up for at thetrumpet.com. It says, "God's master plan for accomplishing his purpose in the human race required that man be made first of matter, so that if he was led into Satan's way of get, he could be changed, converted to God's way of love. Or if he refused to change, and if he did not repent from sinning, his life would be blotted out without further or continuous suffering, just as if he had never been. It would be a horrible thing to continue on living and living and living in the misery of sin and in the misery of the results of sin. But God wants us to change from that. He wants us to repent. And being that we're mortal, being that we're physical, that we're made out of matter, we can change. we can change. And God wants us to change and to begin to live as he lives. We know that matter changes over time. And just consider yourself. I mean, as you've gotten older, you've changed. We all have. But this also means that we can repent and change how we think, how we live. There's a real beauty to the time period of the human life because it's a testing ground. It's a time to learn. It's a time to grow. And it's a time to change. It's a time to repent. And everybody needs to repent outside of Jesus Christ. He was the only perfect human being. Everyone else needs to repent and to change. But the mortal person can do that, can change. Notice Romans 5, and we'll read a few passages here. Romans 5, verses 6 through 10. It says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." See, this gets into why we're able to repent, because of Christ's sacrifice. Verse 7, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die, but God commends his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Verse 10, "For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." See, Jesus Christ went through the same process we're going through today. He was a human being, and then he was changed into a God being. Now, he was a God being to start with. He was the Word, came to this earth as a flesh and blood man. And then he died. He paid the penalty for our sins. He was crucified because of our sins and then resurrected. And now he is the Son of God. He's God. He sits at the right hand of God. And Christ living in us through the power of God's Spirit, that then helps us to change and to grow and become like him. Notice again, lesson 19 of the correspondence course. It says God delegated the actual creation of man to the Word. The Word was the maker of all mankind. Yet it was necessary that he become a human. When Jesus was born, his life as our maker was greater than the sum total of all human lives. And since it is humans who have sinned and come under the death penalty, God's law required human death as the penalty for human sin. As our Maker, Jesus, who avoided sinning through the fullness of the Holy Spirit which he possessed, was the only human whose death could pay the penalty for the sins of all humans. In no other way could the Creator God have redeemed a vast humanity condemned to the penalty of death. See, we're able to repent and to change because Jesus Christ paid the penalty for our sins. And when we repent, those sins are forgiven. We're able to change. We're able to go the right direction. It's an incredible opportunity that we're given. And we don't want to take that for granted or take that lightly or not use it. I mean, we can change. We can do something different. We can go the right direction. And that's why God made us mortal, so that we can change. We can turn from sin and we can go a different direction. We can begin to follow him and have those past sins forgiven because of Jesus Christ's sacrifice. Notice Mark 1. Mark 1 and verses 14 through 15. Here we see very specifically Christ's instruction to each and every one of us. Verse 14, it says, "Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God." He was teaching all about the purpose for man. And he was teaching about why man was made mortal in the first place, to grow and to change and to eventually be born into the kingdom of God, the family of God, the gospel. It's the good news of that soon coming kingdom and family of God into which every human being has a chance to enter if they'll change and they'll repent. Verse 15, "And saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand, repent you and believe the gospel." That's a really specific direction there from Jesus Christ. He said, repent. Repent. And Again, you know, God made us mortal so that we can change and repent. Having a mortal life is a wonderful gift. It has a purpose. It's preparatory for eternal life in God's family. You know, it's a stage that we need to go through. We need to be human beings, and we need to learn about God's way. We need to see where we've made mistakes, where we've sinned, and repent from that, and then change, and then begin to follow God. God gives us that choice. We can notice this here in Deuteronomy 30. There's a choice, very specifically, that each of us has to make in this mortal life. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that you and your seed may live, both you and your seed, that we could continue to live. We don't want to die. We know that the Bible says it's given to every man to die once, but then the resurrection, we want to live. We want eternal life. We don't want to live forever as a human being. We want to live as a powerful God being. We have to make a choice while we're mortal. Choose between life and death, blessing and cursing. And God tells us, choose life. Choose it. That's what I want you to choose. Again, the correspondence course, lesson 19. It says, repentance is turning from the way of Satan to the government of God. See, that's what we have to do in this mortal life. We've got to turn from the way of Satan to the government of God. It says it is accepting God's rule over our lives through his law of love. It is accepting Jesus Christ as Savior and soon coming King. The second Adam, who did qualify, whereas the first Adam failed. You know, Christ is that second Adam. The first Adam failed. He sinned, but Jesus Christ succeeded. And he's going to be able to reestablish the government of God on the earth. He conquered Satan. He overcame Satan. And he wants us to do the same thing. The quote says, those who are to reign with Christ must also qualify during this mortal life by turning from and rejecting Satan's way. Overcoming that way day by day, every single day. I mean, it's a process. We have to work at it. And we need to begin to live by God's law of love. That's what we're striving to live and have a life that is based upon that law, that follows that law. You know, we're told to choose life. Well, that means choosing to follow God and his government and keep his law. And then we can live. But, you know, there are a few, and hopefully very few, that refuse to repent and obey God. Many people don't have their minds open yet, but they all will in time. But there will be a few, unfortunately, that just refuse, that'll choose the wrong way. And we'll notice here in Romans 6 and verse 23, just the reality of that. Romans 6 and verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death. Sin that is not repented of earns death. That's what it earns. That's what it brings. We want to make sure we're repenting and changing and following God's government, following his laws. And we can do that in this mortal life by repenting, by changing, by following God's direction. Lesson 19, again, it says, God planned in advance that if man, composed of matter, again, it's back to that central question today, why are we mortal? Well, God planned in advance that if man, composed of matter, sinned and refused to repent, he would die. He would be as though he had never been. God will not allow incorrigible human beings to live forever in mental anguish and torment like the fallen angels. The fallen angels can't repent. They've set their minds. And again, we can change. We can repent. That's why God made man mortal. The quote continues and says, when called by God and made to realize that he has sinned, man can repent, turn from his sin to God's way. And once his course is changed, with God's help, he can pursue a life of obedience to God. He can grow in spiritual knowledge and develop the character of God, overcome wrong habits, weaknesses, and faults. And this is all done through the free will and choice of each human mind. See, we have a chance to look at God's instruction and choose to follow it, choose life. And if we're going the wrong direction, we can change that. We can repent. Being mortal is very important in God's plan. It's important that mankind has a temporary window of time to make choices, to develop character, and to repent of sin. And most people will do that. And then they will be changed into God beings. They'll be resurrected if they've died in the past, or if they're alive when Christ returns, there'll be a change there. And of course, God has different stages of his plan. You can read more about that. We have a reprint article on the three resurrections. That's at thetrumpet.com. Of course, Mystery of the Ages and the Incredible Human Potential. Get into this plan in detail. You know, there's a lot to consider. We're just looking at really this one question today. Well, why did God make man mortal? It's so that we can repent and we can change. And if we refuse to, well, then God can put us out of our misery. It's a wonderful plan, but of course, God wants us to choose life. He wants us to repent and to change, and we can do that in this life and then go on to a great eternal future. If you'd like to learn more about this, please get this particular correspondence course lesson. It's lesson 19, and the books that I mentioned, Mystery of the Ages, The Incredible Human Potential, and also, which is What Do You Mean Born Again? All of that is free at thetrumpet.com. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. And until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.